There are a few points to remember when completing and submitting VAT returns. Make sure that the person signing the VAT return is a responsible person and knows what's going on within the business. Make checks on the submission of the return to determine if it's actually gone through the system. Obtain a certificate of posting, particularly if posting the return late in the VAT accounting period or just before the due date. At the time of recording this podcast, there is a postal strike. It is advisable to obtain certificates of posting because customs will not impose a surcharge or will rescind a surcharge if you can demonstrate that the return has been posted in time, but there have been postal delays which delay its receipt by HM Revenue and Customs. You must keep what is known as a VAT account, which is a summary of the figures which are included on the VAT return itself. Make sure you have sufficient backup schedules so that, if necessary, HM Revenue and Customs can verify the return. If you make an error on the return, then it should be corrected as soon as possible. There is a cap of 4 years within which VAT return errors must be corrected, or else the error can never be corrected. The 4-year cap, which was increased from 3 years on the 1st of April 2009, applies to HM Revenue and Customs and to businesses. If the error is less than £10,000, then the error can be adjusted on the next VAT return after the error is discovered. If the error is more than £10,000, then a voluntary disclosure should be submitted to HM Revenue and Customs as soon as possible. Do not delay it, because if HM Revenue and Customs find the error, then they can impose a civil penalty.